KX.
Mobile.
KX and 0TR.
How are you, Miss Bernice, today?
Pooped, et cetera, et cetera. How's your day going?
Business has been a little slow, but it's been a good day overall.
Been just had a cup of coffee and some homemade carrot cake and chilling out. We've been out and we replaced some grass that didn't grow because of this drought. They said it might be a slight chance of rain tomorrow, but not much. Then I went down and moved my game camera mount because of all the brush that come down around it. Got that done. And then, what else did I do on the lawnmower, Mom? I don't know. Oh, no, don't say that over there. We had one KIA. I told her not to say that on the air. But the stuff out in the yard to do, and I was trying to think of what else, but worked with the chickens a little bit and refreshed their water and stuff like that, gathered eggs, and they're still laying good so far. Tim's chickens next door, they've just stopped altogether. He ain't had an egg in 2 weeks, he said.
Not exactly cold weather yet.
Yeah, chicken's brain, you're a better man than I am. Patrick, whenever they decide to go molting, they're going to go molting, and it's getting cooler. And so he said there's feathers all over the place, so I'm sure that's what it is. And Ira's on the far side out there, Penn. They're already done molting. They look beautiful. But the ones on this side look like the Dickens because they've been losing feathers, but they'll be putting them in real quick. But when they're molting, they use all their protein from their food to generate feathers. I should have bought one bag of 22% this time, and I forgot. I bought the 16% instead. But usually when they're molting, I increase the protein. But I give them oats every day and oats and corn every 2 or 3 days just to kind of supplement the protein.
That on their molten, they're going to do it when their internal clock goes off, no matter what. Nothing we can do to stop nature, right?
And they start that pecking stuff, so I went out and it's pretty rough on the old man to catch him, but I caught him with a hook and actually had better luck catching him by hand, just running him up in the corner, and we put that purple no-pick, they call it, on them. And it's never worked before worth a hoot, but by golly, this time, they didn't like the taste of it. We seen one go over and pick the other one, and man, he was down there rubbing his beak in the dirt. I can say that over there. He knocked his beak in the dirt.
Roger that. You get what you deserve, right?
Oh, and I had to, remount the holder for the game camera, and then I have it's an upside-down plastic pan light that goes above it to keep all the stuff from falling on the game camera. It was on a pine tree, and you don't want to pick a pine tree for a game camera because all that sap comes down all over it, so I picked a hardwood tree this time. Maybe a little better view. I just like to see the wildlife go through there. If I spot a deer or something that's worthy, I'll take it over to my neighbor Tim and show it to him.
Yeah, I got game cameras up on my property and their cell service, so they send me the pictures instantly. And then I've got one on the driveway watching for two-legged offenders.
Put the camera out there with the security lights, and then I have a solar light out there, and then the light on the back of the garage, if you walk into it, it'll follow you around the yard and keep you lit up. You know, if you can't run over 1,000 foot a second, they got a problem. And then if they're coming up from the back side, there's one on that tree behind the chicken house. And it lights up that whole field and my flagpole and all. So it's pretty well covered.
Well, mine is sitting there across the driveway. It sees you when you turn in, a picture of you, and then it captures your tag number as you pull in. And then the security camera mounted up on the eave of the house catches everything else you're doing. So I've got that side of the house covered and the security cameras around the house. But up where I'm at, it's not really a big issue. I can't tell you the last time I remember hearing about a break-in in the neighborhood, in the zip code I live in.
One about 3 years ago, and these guys hit like 30 houses or something up in this area, and they'd drive in the drive in an old beat-up Toyota, and they would, it was a Camry, probably stolen, and they, one of them would jump out and run up and rattle the car doors to see if they're open. And I had a friend up the street here that had a pistol stolen out of his car. But if you're dumb enough to leave your vehicle open at night, but, and I told him so, and he knew it. But the, another guy on down the road there did too. But it all happened that one night, and they had it on, I guess there's a Facebook thingy where they have a neighborhood watch on it. So they had pictures of it posted and all. I don't know if they caught them or not, but I hope so. They didn't bother to go up and shake mine, because if they had them, that alarm will go off on the truck if there's a hard lightning strike. So if you shake it or try to move it or, you know, steal something from it, it's going to, well, it sounds like a police car. It's very, very loud, and I've only had it false alarm a couple of times in all the years we've been here, but I generally respond accordingly, put it that way.
That, well, there's one thing, during the storm there, I took some information down about people breaking into houses over around Lyman and that area, groups of criminals.
So many people owning those AR-15s and Glocks and that, and one of them didn't get shot because those people up there are from the South, and as the Democrats say, they love their guns. And I don't blame them. That's about as low as you can get.
Well, there's been several people trying to steal from the distribution centers. I was talking to the preacher Sunday night, and somebody come in there at the warehouse and stole a pallet of dog food. And then one of the other facilities that we've been supplying stuff to, somebody got caught stealing generators. They were loading the generators in the back of their car, and the police pulled up.
Great. That's great. We need more police officers like that. We saw one on that Samsung TV the other morning, and these three guys drove up in the pickup, and they just backed up to the front door of what appeared like the Tractor Supply, didn't it, Mom? Or Ace Hardware. And they went inside, Patrick, two of them, and they just grabbed the generators by the handles. They were portable generators. Pulled them out the front door and were trying to load them into the truck. And the people inside, surprisingly, people that worked there, come out and fought them for it. I think they finally did get away with one, didn't they, Bernice? I'm not sure. But I'm almost certain that he got caught because they had good pictures of him. I don't know where it was at, but I heard they were stealing generators around here.
Amazing how low people will step and go in times of disaster and need, so it's just sad.
I really admire Sheriff Chuck, what's his name? Right. I started to say sharpshooter Chuck. Right. Great guy. Great police officer. And he warned people up there, don't do that in this part of the country. And I think that's what he was saying.
I've heard him say it. Don't do that. Hear your warning. If you do, I'm telling the citizens to do what they need to do.
God-fearing man. I met him once up there, and I still have a challenge coin he gave me. I met him at Tractor Supply one day and talked to him quite a little bit. Just a great all-around sheriff, and I think the one in Greenville is too, but I don't know him, of course, and I'm not a personal friend of Chuck Reich's, but I consider myself one, but he probably wouldn't remember me, but you never know. He's a pretty sharp old boy. This ends your old GR.
I don't know if you've seen the video of what he said when he was up in Rutherford County helping out. If not, you need to look it up.
I think I did. And then he had kind of temper his statement because of all of the do-gooders out there. And, he just does not back off.
But that's what we need, is people willing to take a stand, and we need more of it. People to get a backbone and plant their feet and stand on something. Are we going, as the old song says, lose it all?
This nation, it needs a vast turnaround. There's no question about it. The attitude in that nowadays is just crazy. And I don't know, I guess I'm probably wrong, but these guys going out doing these mass shootings and that, my personal opinion is you don't spend $1 million on them, putting them through a trial and wait 2 or 3 years to get it. You end it right then. If they can take a life, it's an eye for an eye, according to the good Lord, as far as I remember. And I'd find it hard to let them walk, but I guess that's the reason I'm not a cop.
Well, Tom, I'm going to jump off here. I'm having to fight traffic out here on the 25 now, and lots of people out here not doing what they're supposed to do. So, you and Mr. East have a good day, and I will talk to you here maybe later. I'll be switching vehicles. It'll be a little easier. KO4HK, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
All right. We'll see you Thursday. I picked up a show here on 31-5 called The Unit. I remember watching that years ago when I was young. Seemed to be pretty fair. It's about, I think, a SEAL team. I've had the audio off since I started talking to you, but it's worth it. Patrick, you be careful out there, and we'll catch you down the line. KO4HKX in 0TR 73.